USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate worked over the weekend to try to pass a coronavirus-related economic stimulus package, but failed to do so. The trillion-dollar bill not getting enough votes last evening to clear a procedural hurdle, as Democratic leaders have signaled they have concerns about the bill. Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
I can understand obstruction when you're trying to achieve something. This obstruction achieves nothing.
Democratic leaders claim the bill is giving too much to big corporations and businesses, while it should be giving more to American workers. The measure would provide payments of $1,200 for many Americans, with more for each child in a family. The numbers of confirmed coronavirus infections are still soaring, 335,000 around the world. The United States has over 33,000. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I look at balance of nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it. And it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Average gasoline prices across the nation still plummeting. The national average down another 14 cents in a week, now stands at $2.08 a gallon, 54 cents lower than a year ago. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Oil prices continue to be under heavy selling pressure due to the reduction in demand because of the coronavirus. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump will go even lower.
Motorists need not be in any hurry to fill up, as the national average will likely plunge another 25 to 40 cents per gallon, likely falling under $2 a gallon in the week ahead, while then setting its target on 166 per gallon. That's the lowest level we've seen since 2016.
After saying for weeks there would be no change in the Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo this year, Japan's prime minister now says the virus may leave them no choice but to have to postpone them. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Religious institutions are becoming creative in helping their parishioners. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Many churches around the U.S. are closed due to bans on large group gatherings in the wake of the coronavirus. But one priest in Prince George's County, Maryland, found a creative way to reach his flock despite calls for social distancing. Father Scott Holmer of St. Edward the Confessor Catholic Church in Bowie, Maryland, is inspired by many stories about drive-through COVID-19 testing sites in South Korea, and he decided to offer the sacrament of penance in a similar way. He decided to do drive-through confessions. Every day since last weekend, Homer has spent at least an hour in the parking lot of the church. On Sunday mornings, he's out longer as he would normally be saying Mass. Homer said it has brought him some joy at a time when he's physically more distant than ever from his parishioners. Homer even went the extra mile to have a blindfold with him since he can't set up a screen in the parking lot. Typically, confessions are heard with some degree of anonymity, although that is not required. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
USA's Chris Barnes says there's a new word on social media.
Could well find its way into the common lexicon, depending on how long the virus pandemic lasts. The word is COVIDiot. It's being used with a definition that's rather simple, a stupid person who ignores social distancing, thus furthering the spread of the COVID-19 virus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.